the prosecution in its first initiative was suggesting 80 years. That's what prosecution wants. I don't think that they will get that, simply because when you look at the precedents of this court, along with other international courts, it would be unlikely that the court would have a sentence of that length. And so what you're really looking at is probably something between 25 and 50 years, because if you, again, assess all of the other sentences that have come up through these courts, you're trying to maintain some consistency with those sentences. But the prosecutor will want to have a fairly substantial sentence. And, of course, when you're looking at anywhere from 30 to 50 years, it's in essence a life sentence for Charles Taylor. I suspect that that's what the prosecutor would like to have.
So what's really the difference between 50 and 80 years if it's basically a life sentence?
Well, I think the difference is that it's important for these courts to do a better job, in my opinion, in setting out a much more consistent set of guidelines and precedents for sentencing. When you look at all these courts now, I think it's a bit convoluted. There's not a lot of consistency here. And so for the court to just simply say, yes, we're going to conclude at an 80-year sentence, simply would not make sense in relation to what this court has done with previous cases or other international courts have done. And so I think the court's going to be cognizant of the need to be consistent with precedents from other courts, including its own court. That's why I don't think it's going to go as high as the prosecutor would want.
Now, Charles Taylor read a statement today at his sentencing hearing, and he expressed sympathy for the Sierra Leone people. What is your view of his comments?
I think his main emphasis, I thought, in his statement was to try to suggest that this is much more of a political process and less of a legal process. And he talked about kind of the cultural differences, setting it within a different framework, which he was arguing has been directed more for political reasons and not legal reasons. I don't think that he advanced his cause in relation to asking for a lesser sentence, because I thought the only relevant point he made in relation to sentencing was the fact that the prosecutor failed in getting a conviction on the most serious indictment, and that was that Charles Taylor, in essence, ordered that he was in a command situation. And Taylor made it clear to the court that the prosecutor failed in that. And by saying that, I think he's arguing that the sentence, whatever the sentence is, should be less than what the prosecutor is suggesting. And I think he's probably right on that.
But basically, he's ignoring the 11 counts on which he was convicted.
Yes. Once again, he's saying, as he said in court, I did not have knowledge of what was happening. I was not aware of what the RUF was doing. Even though I may have been convicted of aiding and abetting, I simply did not and was not aware of the atrocities that were being committed. The court didn't agree with that. The court found that there was sufficient evidence that Taylor, in fact, knew what was happening. And the fact that Taylor failed to stop providing the type of support he was giving to the rebel forces is what I think in the end will be the most serious element of the sentencing. I think the court will come down pretty hard on him for that.
What is your view of the overall trial of Charles Taylor? I have the impression you think that maybe there were some lessons that were learned as to how this was prosecuted.
Yeah, I think overall the trial will probably be seen as a success. There were certainly issues along the way, problems with Taylor himself in obstructing the court proceedings at the beginning, but he settled down on this. I think the prosecutor will look more carefully at why she was unable to get a conviction on the more serious charges, but in the end they got conviction on 11 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity against a former sitting head of state. That's the success in their eyes, and I think it's a very important step overall in international justice.